We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Our friend Sean Salisbury from AM 790 in Houston. Sean, your Texans there beat the tar out of the Browns last week. Pretty impressive performance there.
Yeah, I was at the game. I've been to, as a fan, two NFL games in probably 25 years. Last time I went as a fan was the Saints game because I was at the Alabama-LSU game this year, so it's Saints-Rams.
Yeah.
But other than that, it was in 1988 with my dad. We went to a Bronco game.
Nice.
The first half of it and left at half. I don't like NFL football in person.
Neither do I.
I can't stand it. I want to watch it on TV.
Yep.
This is just NFL. It comes about sixth or seventh in my in-person viewing pleasure. Hockey's at the top of my list. But I went to the game, guys, and it was as complimentary as I am to the Browns, and you know this, I think there's a bright future. It's a great job. I love the quarterback. I love the fans. But I also am not a fence sitter. They were putrid last week. It was as if a team waltzed in, and the energy was that of about an old folks' home, and they may have had more energy if they're drinking Coke instead of Pepsi. It was 6 minutes into the game. Honestly, it was almost as if, okay, we'll chalk this one up. And the Texans are playing solid football, not spectacular, but solid, pretty spectacular at times on defense. Now, Baker made some throws. I had a guy call me on my show this week saying, man, Sean, he made some throws that were spectacular, and he did. He can fit it in tight windows. But there wasn't one thing that I was real impressed about the Browns in person last week. And the Texans took them apart from the start. There was no energy from them. It was almost as if it was like, okay, we'll play next week. And I don't mean that disrespectful, but the optics were awful, and it was a bad watch. The Browns are better than that. I figured they'd stand up and give them a far better game, and they were manhandled. When you look at the stats and see the yards, the passing yards, misleading, because this team was manhandled every phase of the game, and the Texans are getting better, and I think the Browns are better than that. I was actually disappointed because I wanted a hell of a game between the two quarterbacks and from the team, and it was about three or four minutes into the second quarter. I thought, okay, this will be a halftime leave. That's how I felt about the game.
Yeah.
The one positive I'd say, Sean, is that I saw watching the tape back is, you know, Baker had an awful first half, putrid, as you said, and I agree with that. Three interceptions. He didn't go in the tank. You know, he comes out in the second half and made some really nice throws and obviously was much better. Wasn't enough. And obviously the Texans probably took the foot off the gas a little bit, no doubt about that. But I did think I was happy to see that Baker didn't let it affect him, right? And I don't think it will affect him this week either.
I think it's his greatest trait.
Yeah.
I do.
Absolutely.
And that's why I probably, you know, and you go back and look at the tape, and I do the same thing because Texans here as well. There's certain things, sometimes you brush over the thing, not you, but me, and I think all of us do, human natures. Well, I expect that from him, from a quarterback that's more worried about what people think and the rest of it. I would be concerned, say, well, you know, things go up and down. He's like a Dow Jones, but he isn't. This is him. He's competitive. I expected him to battle the entire time. That's it. I don't think if he'd thrown five picks in the first half, that he would have done. It's like Favre. Same attitude. Brett could throw five picks, and he's going to take a shot at throwing a six, but if it means fitting one in there to a tight window and getting something done. So at no time did I think Baker would stop, and I love that about him. I've come to expect that from him. We're not even a season into his career. So, yes, that's always a positive for a guy who keeps fighting back, because I don't think that he believes he's ever out of a game. Even though some of us may have thought it, I think he always thinks he's got a chance, and I love that about him.
We're talking with Sean Salisbury, former NFL quarterback. Sean, we were talking last hour. Baker Mayfield spoke a couple hours ago, and he talked about Lincoln Riley, his coach at Oklahoma, and he talked about the possibility of him being an NFL coach. You know, there is not a long list of college football coaches that have gone straight from college without any NFL experience that have succeeded in the NFL. But I always look at it as everybody's an individual. Just like when people say, well, Big 12 quarterbacks aren't any good. Well, I think everybody's an individual. I don't know. How do you see it? a guy going straight from college with no NFL experience to being an NFL head coach?
I don't think it's fair for us to say that Lincoln Riley would fall into the category of those who failed at it or weren't very good at it. I'm with you. I'm not going to this at the SC quarterbacks.
Yep, yeah, right.
And when Sam Darnold was drafted, you know what they all say? Oh, he's an SC quarterback. As if Matt Leinart's career has anything to do with Sam Darnold, the football player.
And people ignore that Carson Palmer was a good quarterback, too. I don't understand that.
Yeah.
Carson Palmer doesn't blow out two knees.
Yeah.
Carson Palmer has an excellent and outstanding
Hall
career.
Of Fame career.
So yeah.
There's no doubt about great throwers. So, and I get that. That's how people are. And so we it's like here. Guys in Houston, even though they won 9 straight, you know, everybody, not everybody, it's not fair, but the general feeling is, well, that's okay. Now it's getting better weekly, but, well, they have a history of losing in January. Well, they're saying the same thing about Andy Reid in Kansas City. It's okay because it doesn't matter. They'll lose a home playoff game in Kansas City, which is not fair because this is a different team, a different quarterback. So I'm with you 100%. I'm not judging Lincoln Riley by somebody else's lack of success.
That's right.
And remember, when Lincoln Riley coming, this is different, guys. The influx of college influence in the NFL is rampant.
Yes.
It is. We saw it last year's Super Bowl. I think I've mentioned that on you guys before with Philadelphia and the Patriots. We're seeing it every week. It's no longer just you run a West Coast offense or you run the Redskins, you know, counter-tray type of offense or the Raiders, the vertical passing game. No, this is a mix of everything. The Browns do it. The Chiefs are doing it. You take a little bit of eye formation, a little bit of pro set, and we'll spread you out, and we'll get in the gun, and we'll go empty, and we'll RPO you. That's what we're into now. And why not Lincoln Riley? I don't understand why we think it has to be a guy who's coached in the NFL to be successful. BS. Why not? Maybe Lincoln Riley's that guy. We say, whoa, okay. It's just like when people say, well, we can't hire a guy who's never been a head coach in the NFL. Well, then how do we ever know if he's going to be a good head coach? Sean McVay, John Gruden. I mean, it happens all the time. So if the Browns hired Lincoln Riley, why I would have zero problem saying, well, the guy's not 60, so he can't be a good coach. Well, it's his first time as a head coach in the NFL. Well, guess what? When Lincoln Riley was grabbing Mike Leach's coffee at Texas Tech as his assistant and kind of trying to break into coaching and cutting up tape and being one of those guys, did anybody think 4 or 5 years later he'd gone through East Carolina, come to Oklahoma, now he's the head coach of one of the most prolific offensive minds we have in sport?
Yeah,
so
great point.
I have zero problem. I don't believe that NFL can't go to college and college can't go to NFL. Just because Saban failed as a head coach in the NFL doesn't mean that if he went back with the right players, he wouldn't win 3 Super Bowls. So
right.
I just have a difference of opinion. I think Lincoln Riley's a hell of a coach. And we can do a lot worse in Cleveland than to hire Lincoln Riley, I promise you.
We're talking with Sean Salisbury, of course, on the hotline. Sean, Mike McCarthy was fired this week, and there's been a lot of talk of him being linked to the Browns. My partner and I, the Bull, we don't love that idea. I'm not a huge McCarthy fan. What say you?
Mm-hmm.
What say you?
I think, first off, and let me back up to the Green Bay thing. I thought the way Green Bay handled it was Bush League. I do. I thought it was for a great franchise and a storied franchise, the guy's, 9 of 11 playoff appearances, 4 NFC championship games, and 1 Super Bowl. And when they do great, and I understand because Rodgers, I think, is the best, but when they do great, who gets the credit? Number 12 does.
Yep.
If somebody misses a tackle, you know whose fault it's always been? Mike McCarthy's. Now, Mike's got some changes he needs to make. He's got some changes in doing some things and some play calling and learning from it, but he's been a pretty damn successful head coach in the NFL. I thought even if you wanted to fire him during the season, which I get, you reserve that right, can we let him address his team to say goodbye just for 5 minutes? We killed Bobby Petrino when he punked the Atlanta Falcons to go get the Arkansas job and didn't say bye to his team and left him in December during the rest of the season. The players couldn't stand it, left a memo in their locker. Yet we're not going to kill the Green Bay Packers for saying you can't let your coach just address his team. They've been through a lot. But I understand, we knew they were going to make a change, and I get it. That team looks disinterested from start, and I get why Cleveland may not want it. Now, you'll offensively be pretty good as a head coach, and I like what Freddie's doing as well, and I'd like that if they keep him. But I think Mike McCarthy's a good coach. He wouldn't be my first choice either. He wouldn't be my first choice. But he is going to be employed. Somebody will hire him whether he wants to take a year off or if he wants a job, because Mike McCarthy's success breeds another job. And he hasn't been, you know, that there's a lot of coaches that we consider successful that haven't been to the playoffs as much as Mike McCarthy. And he's got a Super Bowl ring. So while I'm not he's not the top of my list. I put him 4 or 5 down on guys I want as the Browns coach. But Mike McCarthy will help somebody be better because you can't do what he's done and all the credit has to go to the players. Well, Mike deserves some of the credit, just like he deserves quite a bit of the blame.
Who is on the top of your list there, Sean?
I go through the process. It's always difficult, you know, with the optics for me seeing it. I'm a big DeFilippo guy, but is he prepared to be a head coach? I think he's really good. I'm a huge Lincoln Riley fan. I'd start there. I would. I'd interview anybody that I thought could, you know, with the Frank Reichs of the world. I don't have a problem if they have not had head coaching experience. I go and I scour the college and the NFL for the guy that I think that can come in here and relate to the players, bring discipline, you better have some innovative offense, and you better let a staff coach their players. And so Riley, people don't like Josh McDaniels, but he's going to get another look. There's nothing wrong with interviewing him. I wish I could be a fly on the wall and sit in there and listen to how they deal with their interview with John Dorsey and, you know, the front office and the ownership. But from a distance, I think we all go with the obvious choices, you know, the Lincoln Rileys, the Josh McDaniels, the DeFilippos, guys that, or the McCarthy because he's fired. And then you say, well, man, would have been nice if you know what I do, and I know it's going to sound crazy. I'd call Urban Meyer. I would. I know that he says he's retiring. But what's the phone? Now, Liz, if you're Urban Meyer, you're retiring, and I know the stress that went on at Ohio State, and he's one of the great coaches on the field we've ever had. What, you know what? Why wouldn't you call and say, Urban, we'll give you John Gruden's contract just to see. The worst that he can do, and I know people don't like the optics, but we got turned down. So what? Just to see, why wouldn't you call Urban Meyer and say, $10 million a year for 10 years? You want the job? He can say no, but you can do it in private. I would offer him the job. He knows how to personnel. He's coached NFL guy after NFL guy in college. Just to kind of hear. He's only 54. Why wouldn't you? So the obvious name out there, guys, you know, there's a Matt Campbell type who's another college guy that's got an NFL feel to him. I would call David Shaw. And has his course run at Stanford. That's his alma mater, and he loves it. But you know what? Some guys don't go back to their alma mater. Jeff Brohm. So maybe, just maybe, a guy like David Shaw has got an NFL feel to his offense, at least the old NFL feel, and then expand that to, we can get some good offense, and David will express and start to spread it out a little. And you know what? Call John Harbaugh if it doesn't last in Baltimore. If John Harbaugh is available, I love him as a coach. There's a lot of guys, but you got to get them in front of you and see how they feel and what they're going to do. And remember, as I've said on this show before, it's not just the head coaching hire, but to develop players, the assistants are going to be paramount to the next level of the Cleveland Browns.
Hey, Sean, what'd you think? You mentioned Urban Meyer there, of course. They announced yesterday that Ryan Day will be the new head coach as Urban stepped down.
Uh-huh.
39 years old, bright, young, offensive mind. Do you like the hire?
Why not? Saves them. You know, we got a little bit of a taste when Urban was suspended, and they were par for the course, going out and dominating, doing their thing. Look how he's done a hell of a job with Haskins and that offense. I do. I'm a fan, and I don't know enough about him as a person. I've never sat down with him, but I like what I see. I mean, just if you didn't like if you didn't know offensively what he was about, if you were just living in a bubble as a football fan, all you had to do is watch Don Brown, who's one of the great defensive coordinators in the league. He carved them up and spit them out, and shoot them up again, and spit them out again on a defense that wouldn't give up 62 points in four games, let alone 60-plus in a game. So I do like him, and I think he's got a presence about him. And people say, well, is it premature? Well, we're about to find out. We'll find out if it's too big. I don't think it is. And you know what? It saves the process of going out. It's a comfort level for the current players and for the guys that we're getting now that are getting recruited. I always say, if you've got somebody in-house that you trust and they can carry on, and they win. It's not like Ohio State went 4-8 this year. They win. They were a national title position, a Heisman Trophy candidate, and they win. So I think it's a perfect handoff. While other people want a bigger name, 3 years from now, guess who Ryan Day might be? He might be he very well might be Lincoln Riley's name.
Right.
That's how Lincoln gets it. And I like what Oklahoma did in that situation, and he was questioned. And I think this is a good hire. I do.
Yeah, good hire for the Buckeyes. Looks like a lot of good options for the Browns. We shall see in the next few weeks. Sean, we appreciate it as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Awesome, guys. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean.
Sean Salisbury.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.